We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gyms can reopen Monday here in New York at one-third of its capacity. Governor Cuomo gave the green light this week. And joining us is James Innocenti, the COO of Planet Fitness Supreme, which owns and operates all Planet Fitness gyms in New York City. James, I appreciate you taking the time. You must be a little bit upbeat this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Neil. We've gotten some really great news on Monday that, the gyms were able to reopen pretty soon. So we're very excited to open our stores, get our employees back, and start servicing, the members within our communities.
And in New York City, though, Mayor de Blasio says that they likely won't be able to actually inspect all the gyms until at least September 2nd because their priority right now are schools. What's your understanding about the requirements?
I mean, from what we're hearing, these inspections need to get done either before we open or shortly thereafter. So, we really look forward to working with Mayor de Blasio. We know he's got a lot on his plate and working with some other local leaders to meet up all of our requirements and just get open as soon as possible.
What health protocols have you guys put in place?
So, we've taken several steps to really keep our members safe and our employees safe. We've implemented PPEs for all of our employees that we provide. We require, as you saw in the guidelines, masks for all members and guests. It really also starts with touchless check-in. We have an app that you can download for free, and you just check in through your barcode. So there's really just a very low touch within the club. We increased our sanitization programs throughout the gym, including full sanitization overnight. So our clubs will actually be closing down overnight with no members inside, and we'll be able to sanitize every single piece of equipment, bathrooms, et cetera, every single night. And then, our gyms are really set up for physical distancing. They're large. They average about 20,000 square feet. So, making sure that all of our equipment is distanced properly, at least 6 feet apart, that's going to make members feel really comfortable as well and well ventilated as well. Governor Cuomo made a big deal about filtration and ventilation, and our clubs bring in plenty of fresh air and have the proper filtration systems that he was talking about. So we're set up for this, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, James, I really did want to ask you about that filtration because we're learning so much about airborne spread now. Nothing has changed in terms of treatment yet, but we're learning a lot more about the virus. And what Governor Cuomo has been saying is that you need at least a MERV 13 filter to block these particles that come in. Are you at a MERV 13 standard right now?
Yeah, we are. We listened loud and clear to the governor probably about now a month or so ago when he really started talking about these filters and the filtration system. So, we got on the horn pretty quickly. We got those MERV 13s. They're in all of our stores right now. And it was a pretty easy transition. It was just really switching out the existing ones that we were using to the MERV 13. So, yeah, we're ready for that.
That's good that you anticipated that. And I'm sure that you're hearing from your members who a lot of them are still concerned. I'm talking to a lot of people who are like, I do not want to return to the gym as of now until there's treatment, just afraid of working so closely with trainers and not sure whether this virus is living on surfaces, even if you sanitize and then the airborne spread that I mentioned. How do you ease their concerns?
You know, I think the good thing about, you know, our gyms is we don't do classes, right? So I think a lot of the fear is people in close proximity of each other, working one-on-one with a trainer. And I think that's kind of the scare right now. So our stores, we don't do trainers. It's well distanced. It always has been, but even more so now. You know, we encourage people to come in and see what we're doing and see how safe that we really are. I understand the fear out there for sure. But I think with the protocols that we've all put in place and the, you know, focus on taking care of our members, and that is our top priority, I think they're going to see that. And then the other thing, you know, is that at the 33% capacity, although that's challenging for the business, I think it gives the consumer a bit of ease understanding that there's not going to be as many people working out at the same time as there typically would be at 100% capacity. So I think a lot of those things together should definitely ease people's minds to come back to the gym. And it's so important to get back to the gym. You know, we all talk about physical health, mental health, and what this virus has done. So, you know, we're hearing a lot of people very excited to come back to the gym for those reasons in particular. And we understand the fears out there, and we're doing a lot to really, you know, prioritize to keep our members safe.
If a member expresses their concerns, is there a way that they can get some relief on their membership? What are you doing on the financial end? I mean, everyone's hit hard financially, including Planet Fitness, obviously.
Oh, totally. You know, what we made the decision as soon as these gyms closed down back in March. We suspended and we froze everybody's membership. Obviously, that was the right thing to do. We weren't going to charge people for a service that we wouldn't be able to provide. You know, and going forward, if people are really skeptical on coming back to the gym and the fear is out there and, you know, they need some more time, we're more than happy to freeze their accounts, not charge them. And then when they're ready to come back, they can come back and enjoy what they initially started to do.
I want to ask you a couple of business questions, James. You mentioned the app that you have. You have a new feature, I understand. How does this work?
Yeah, so it's a crowd meter, what we call it. And basically what it does is it allows members to see capacity levels before coming into the club. So if you log on to the app and you see that the capacity is really high at that given moment, you may not feel comfortable coming in. So, you know, you might think about going to, you know, just waiting another hour or something like that, or when it's less busy, when you see it on that crowd meter, to come in at a more appropriate time for yourself. The other thing it does is it allows you to, you know, in our franchise, we own 47 locations in the city area, so they're in pretty close proximity to each other. So if you had the ability to use a different location at the time that was less busy, you can do that as well. So I think it's a really neat thing to have, again, to make people feel really comfortable about coming back to the gym.
How about the financial stability of your locations? You have 70 total nationwide and 47 in the city. How is your relationship with your landlords and that kind of thing? Because obviously, 33% capacity is not necessarily going to pay the bills.
Yeah, you know, we have a very strong relationship with our landlords. We've been in business now as a Planet Fitness since 2004. And prior to that, me and my brother Jeff have been in business in the health club industry for 25 years. So, you know, we know how to navigate through difficult times. We've been through difficult times. We've been through the recession in 2008, and we came out very strong. And I think this is just another challenge for us to come out on the other end very strong. You know, the business model is a strong model. Our price point is great. So we're anticipating that, you know, there are going to be some trade downs from maybe some other health clubs that are a lot more expensive. I think there's going to be a big focus on fitness going forward. because of COVID and other things. I think people are realizing the importance of fitness. So we're excited about that. But as far as, you know, relationships with landlords and others in the industry, we have a very strong relationship. So we're very confident that we're going to be very strong on the other side.
James Innocenti, he is the COO of Planet Fitness Supreme. James, thanks so much and good luck with everything.
Thanks, Neil. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.